I'm Andrea Chalfin with 91.5 KRCC News. The latest U.S. drought monitor shows most of Colorado in some state of dry or drought conditions. That's compared to about 20% last year at this time. Meteorologist Mark Wankowski is with the National Weather Service in Pueblo. He says we're likely to have snow in the northern mountains this winter, but it will probably stay dry in the southern part of the state.
The upcoming winter season, which is December through February of 2017, we're also looking for above normal temperatures and below normal precipitation.
Wankowski says drought conditions likely contributed to two wildfires that sparked in southern Colorado this October. Much of southern Colorado is listed as in moderate drought, including El Paso, Pueblo, and Otero counties. Anti-Trump rallies continued across the country and in Denver and Colorado Springs over the weekend. In Colorado Springs, protesters came together in support of one another to rally against the divisive rhetoric during the Trump campaign. Several hundred people marched from Denver to Aurora on Saturday to urge the new Trump administration and Congress to work together to solve problems with immigration. The demonstrators ended their march at the Denver Immigration Detention Center to show their solidarity with people who are being held there on immigration charges. For 91.5 KRCC News, I'm Andrea Chalfin.